This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Really pumped to talk about today's topic. The other day, I shared with you a mindset upgrade related to your physical health. And today, we're really diving into one that is for your perspective. And I believe that perspective is just about everything. Our perspective determines if we're frustrated or if we're motivated. Our perspective determines if we are irritated or understanding. Perspective really influences so much in our lives. And I'm pumped to, although it might make you laugh at me, I'm pumped to talk about this today. Here's how it started. Last week, I shared a video that I saw on Facebook with my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients and my Master's Club. And I had to laugh at myself a little bit, and you might too, because it was an animal video, and I'm not an animal video person, and I feel like I need to add that caveat because I know there are a lot of folks out there who could just spend hours, if not days, if not months, just watching animal videos online, and I am entirely not that person. But this video was different. This one I even saved. And not only did I save it in Facebook, I put the link in my calendar. You've probably heard me mention this habit of mine before. If I hear or see something, maybe even read something that inspires me or motivates me or challenges me, what I like to do is put it in my calendar at multiple future dates, anywhere from a couple days out to a year or more out, to ensure or increase the likelihood that I'm going to remember it. Because otherwise, how many times have we read or heard something that motivates us and sure, it's good for a few minutes max, maybe the day, maybe, and then it's gone from our lives forever. And if we could just have this collection of those things, maybe we would feel more motivated. Maybe we would be a better version of ourselves. So I like to add things like that into my calendar so that they pop up in the morning and remind me of that thing that moved me. So this particular video made it into my calendar. It was two bears, a big full-grown, we'll call her a mama bear, and then a baby bear cub, little tiny baby bear cub. And they were on a snowy mountain, but not like Bunny Slope Mountain, like Avalanche Mountain. Not one of, you know, here in the U.S., we have some great ski mountains, but they don't necessarily compare to some, say, in Europe. And this was definitely one of those ones that's like, maybe you see it on ESPN and you think, I can't believe people actually ski down that thing, right? I just want you to understand that this was no bunny slope. This was a massive ascent, a huge mountain, right? Equipped with boulders sticking out, but covered in fresh snow, not packed powder, fresh snow. And the mama bear climbs up this mountain and gets to a flat point. And she's waiting there for this teeny little baby bear cub who has a long climb to get to mama bear. And a baby bear, and this is not a cartoon, this is like real animals, right? Baby bear scurries up, maybe makes it 50 or 100 yards, starts to slide back down, maybe 25 yards. Immediately, as soon as it can, climbs back up, right? The second its free fall stops, starts scurrying back up. Maybe this time it makes it 100 yards. And then it falls like 125 yards. And you're watching this thinking like, is mama bear going to come down and get baby bear? Is baby bear just going to like sit there and wait, die there? But every single time, the baby bear immediately starts its climb again. No waiting, no thinking, right? There's no time where it's just kind of staring longingly up at mom. As soon as the free fall stops, that bear is on the climb again. And this happens over and over and over again. Sometimes this bear is falling 3 or 4 times further than it made its last climb. And every time the response is the same. Immediately begin climbing again. And I think we can all assume this outcome, right? It eventually gets to Mama Bear. And Mama Bear is kind of pacing back and forth. She seems to be a little bit nervous. The baby bear is, you know, falling. But she doesn't go down to save her. She just waits there. And it's not an easy climb for the baby bear. There's more setbacks than success. But the baby bear, immediately after every fall, begins to climb again. And I watched this thing, I don't know, it's a few minutes long, and I thought, life goals, mindset goals, persistence goals, it was so beautiful to me, not because it's animals and baby bears are cute, though true, but because this experience of climbing and then falling, this is life. And too often we think that it's not. That it's this unfortunate thing that happened to us. But it's part of the climb. It's part of the process. These are life. These setbacks, these slips. And while really, we don't have a choice about many of these slides, slips, setbacks, we all, every single time and every single one of us, have a choice, a very important choice about how we respond to the fall, to the slip. The little bear cub just kept climbing. There was no stopping. There was no giving up. She didn't sit there and worry that she might not get to the top. She didn't pause to consider not trying again. Immediately, every single time, she returned to the climb. What is a more common response in us human variety is to complain, is to sit and feel sorry for ourselves, to analyze and overanalyze and analyze again why this happened, to beat ourselves up. What the heck is wrong with me? Why can't I just hang on? To consider that maybe we're just not meant to get to the top. Sit and think, how could this happen to me again? It seems like every time I start to get some real traction, here I go, sliding again. And then life starts to become more about our feelings about the slide, more about our fears, more about our ego than it does about the climb. I mentioned at the start of the episode that the other day I shared with you guys a mindset upgrade about our physical health, and I want to share another mindset upgrade related to this story. The slips and the slides are part of life, and they are to be expected and not resented. Life is not about how often you fall or how far you fall. Your success hinges on how eagerly and enthusiastically and immediately you return to the climb. Your success hinges on how eagerly and immediately you return to the climb. Think about it. The slide could be losing your job. It could be getting sick. It could be a contractor stealing money from you and leaving your house in shambles. Heard that story one time. It could be a partner who cheats on you, or a valuable employee who quits. It could be something you said or did or didn't say or didn't do. Your success hinges on how eagerly and immediately you return to the climb. The reason I have the word eagerly in there, because the point isn't to return to the climb, grumbling and mumbling and, oh, this sucks, what's wrong with me? But rather with the understanding that this is part of life. This is part of life, and I don't have to be dramatic about it. That is a choice. Do you sit and sulk? Do you complain for years? Do you project those last 10 or even 100 slides onto your future and then claim that they always will happen and you'll never get there, so why bother? Is that where your energy is going? Or do you quickly and immediately return to the climb? The other day, I was on one of my live coaching calls within the 12 weeks to transformation, and somebody asked, what have been some of the most effective strategies for myself or for my clients in responding to breaking a promise you made to yourself or not upholding your own standards? And the question was specifically geared towards food. Like, what have been the most effective strategies if, you know, a client continues to eat something or eat in a way that they said that they wouldn't, what works? And it was a longer conversation on the coaching call, but essentially what I was saying is that for the majority of my clients, these moments are 99% mindset. How quickly can you get to the next best choice? And how drama-free can you keep the situation, right? Because it's not successful to beat yourself up. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Why did I do this? Why do I keep doing this? Oh my gosh, I'm so disgusting. I've been there. I've done that. That's part of the reason I know it doesn't really work. How quickly can you get to your next best choice with no drama? I sometimes have referred to this as refractory period, which you may think about in terms of sex, right? How quickly can you go again, right? Well, it's true in life too. Okay, so you had a tough phone call, or you had a bad meeting, or you dropped the ball on a project, or you got in an argument with your partner, or you lost your temper with your kids, or you ate a bag of Oreos. How quickly can you get to your next great choice? And can you do it without drama? I want you to think about what these moments of appearing to slide backwards have looked like in your life. Maybe what they've looked like in the last week. Maybe it's recognizing that now you're in a place of complaining. Oh, I was doing so good. Or maybe it's you had a really solid meditation habit, but the last 3 days you've just totally lost it. How quickly can you get to the next choice? Because there's no sense in staying in this perspective of like, oh, I was doing so good. Why does it always seem to happen that way? That the second I start making progress, I blow it. How quickly can you get back to the climb? How eagerly and immediately can you return to the climb? You get in an argument with your spouse. How eagerly and immediately can you decide to return to that person with love and respect? You drank a bottle of wine when you said you weren't going to drink tonight. How eagerly and immediately can you get to your next great choice? You snapped at your kids and you were in a funk all evening. How eagerly and immediately can you make that right? Can you return to the journey of being the kind of parent you want to be? Something goes wrong at work. Happens for all of us every day, right? Maybe somebody doesn't complete a project, or you get bad news from a client, or your boss is mad at you about something. How eagerly and immediately can you return to the climb. This is something that we can all practice every single day. I'm thinking about my day, right? And I posted on Instagram before I was recording this episode that I was hitting record around 5:30 in the morning because I needed to get the episode recorded before I have to take my dog, Rumi, to be neutered. And then I have to race back here to record another episode with Sarah. And then I have appointments out of town with lawyers about wills and trusts and all of this stuff. And then I have to race back here because I have back-to-back 2-hour each meetings with my coaches. So there's a lot of opportunity for rushing or for overwhelm or for something to get screwed up in my schedule. Okay, but how eagerly and immediately in those moments of frustration, in those moments of feeling pressured, in those moments of feeling rushed, how eagerly and immediately can I return to the type of person I want to be? Who knows that life is not about, you know, if the lawyer is 5 minutes late for the appointment or if it costs more than I expect or any of those other things. The person I want to be is calm and grateful and present. Okay, so it doesn't mean that I'm going to go through the entire day feeling exactly that way, but how eagerly and how immediately can I return to that as soon as I realize that I'm not there? And you have the opportunity to give yourself that same challenge. It's not about if you slip, how significant the slip is, how frequent they are. The difference between failure and success is how eagerly and immediately you return to the climb. Practice not wasting your energy on the drama and the judgment and the woe is me, what's wrong with me? Just eagerly and immediately return to the climb. Have a great day. I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.